This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. More than a dozen top European Union officials visited Kyiv on Thursday to promise military, financial, and political aid and show support for Ukraine before the first anniversary of Russia's invasion. On Friday, Charles Michel, chairman of the 27 EU national leaders, will meet President Volodymyr Zelensky, the first such gathering in Kyiv since the war began last February 24th. Follows new Western pledges of arms deliveries to help Ukraine resist an expected new Russian offensive. Moscow has criticized the pledge, saying new weapon deliveries will escalate the conflict but not change its course. The United States says Russia is violating the last remaining nuclear arms treaty between the two countries. This comes as the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists moved last week to show how close humanity is to self-annihilation, citing Russia's invasion of Ukraine as one of the main reasons. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
The State Department says Russia is violating the New START treaty, which puts a cap on the number of strategic nuclear warheads that the U.S. and Russia can deploy, and the deployment of land and submarine-based missiles and bombers to deliver them. The U.S. says Russia is not allowing inspections of its facilities as required by the treaty. Russia has also refused to rule out using a tactical nuclear weapon in Ukraine, which has fed global fears of a nuclear catastrophe. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Thousands of mainly young people chanting and singing arrived at the Martyrs Stadium in Kinshasa before